We're talking about copper and cobalt ore, which is actually one ore called heterogenite, and they're mined and then separated at a later stage. The actual radioactivity comes from trace amounts of uranium that are found in any mineral ore dug in that part of southern Katanga, which also has pockets of uranium that are no longer mined due to restrictions, safety restrictions.
Now, I understand that the ores were supposed to be dumped in the Chincolobwe uranium mine, but it never quite got there. What's the story behind that?
According to the provincial environment minister, she ordered that these minerals be taken to Chincolobwe, which is now a closed facility, but also has levels of radioactivity present there. And the idea was to just dump those minerals in Chincolobwe. The minerals are radioactive, the site is actually already radioactive and closed off to the public. So for safety reasons, it was deemed a good idea to basically return these minerals to a radioactive area that people could not access. That went a bit awry. The truck that was supposed to be carrying these minerals was unable to get to Chincolobwe. According to the provincial minister of mines, the road was blocked. It was barred and inaccessible for the truck, and so the truck turned back. And it seems, according to the provincial mines minister, that the group of workers, the team that was actually supervising this whole process, just decided to dump it over the side of a bridge on the way back into Likasi to avoid basically having to say that they couldn't finish the job. And so what ended up happening was a whole truck, around 18 tons possibly, of minerals were dumped into a river just 10 kilometers south of Likasi, which has a population of about 300,000.
Has anyone gotten sick from this yet? And what is the potential of people getting sick?
It's still early days. I mean, this story just came out today. An investigation is currently underway to find out exactly what happened. I think that the health effects will be something that will be closely monitored over the coming weeks and months. How dangerous this is actually, it's difficult to say. One of the trucks, 17 tons of the minerals, had a level of radioactivity that was about 50 times what is the tolerable limit, according to Congolese regulations. And tests done at the site of the dumping at the bridge from the banks of the river showed that there was a level of radioactivity 33 times greater than that same tolerable limit. The local population, I've been told, uses this river for water, for washing clothes, for various things, and surely there is a risk at some level.
This is not the first time that we've heard of illegal and toxic dumping in Africa, especially in recent years, is it?
No, I mean, there have been several incidents, most notably last year in Ivory Coast in the city of Abidjan, where a foreign company actually was accused and it seems found guilty of dumping tons of toxic sludge inside the city, which is a city of between 4 and 6 million. That led to prosecutions, to firings, and it's a similar situation here, but more internal. It's not external companies bringing in waste to dump. It's actually dangerous chemicals within the country that are dumped in the country as well. Much of the problems in Africa in this area are due to maybe not necessarily a weakness in the law, though that exists as well, but it's a lax enforcement of the law or a lack of capacity, a lack of willpower, a lack of will to enforce these laws. Often in these countries you have police officers that are not well paid, you don't have enough of them, you don't have the proper expertise to make controls. It's often difficult to monitor radiation levels without proper equipment. It's impossible. And the same goes for chemical waste. It's often not until people begin to get sick that anyone knows what's going on. And that, I think, is why Africa has had these problems and is also a target for foreign interests coming in to try to offload their waste.
Tell me just a bit about the Chincolobwe mine.
Well, Chincolobwe is a uranium mine not far from the town of Likasi, where these trucks were actually intercepted. Chincolobwe was a mine that was exploited since the beginning of the century, just about beginning of the 20th century. And the uranium from the Chincolobwe mine was actually used by the American atomic bomb program to make the bombs that were used on Nagasaki and Hiroshima in the Second World War. It was later closed, I believe in 2004, due to lax enforcement of safety regulations, and since then, Congo has been banned from actually exporting uranium because of its lack of controls. However, there has been some so-called artisanal mining, mining by informal diggers who just go in and pull out the bags of rocks and then sell them on. That has actually led to the deaths of quite a number of artisanal miners in Katanga, and so the actual mine shafts are now covered in concrete and inaccessible, and the road is actually quite inaccessible as well. Which kind of leads to why we had this problem last week with actually accessing the mine.